showtime, folks!
Ooh, so this is the thanks I get for working overtime.
Overtime!
Good evening and welcome into Overtime. I'm Binley. Alongside me as always, well not me always, but like in that
here
chair
always,
for
yeah.
Overtime always, yeah. Julia Ramsey. And all the way on the other side of the room, across this big old table in the booth over there, we got intern Will Stevens. Guys, how are we doing tonight?
Doing well.
Doing well. Can't complain.
Doing good, doing good.
How are you?
Can't complain either.
Yeah.
Doing pretty good. I'm kind of nervous about the show because, once again, don't really know how we're going to fill this 2 hours. I mean, we got a little bit of sports news. I mean, Jeremy Pruitt under some NCAA problems. We got Melvin Gordon demanding trades. People in the NBA are snitching on who's rolling the best blunt. Like, there's some stuff going on.
Pretty wild stuff.
Some weird stuff going on, but still got to figure out how to you know, expand it all across from 6 until 8 p.m.
Yeah, we'll do it.
We'll figure it out. I mean, you know how it normally goes. We got built-in things. We got Mount Rushmore
birthdays,
of course.
You playing the birthday game today?
No, it's still you two. I think tomorrow I'll feel good enough to really, really challenge the champion.
Okay.
Although you went down yesterday, so like I don't know. Should I play today?
I don't know. I feel like you should play the winner of today's game.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that works.
Well, I don't want to be picky, but can you pull my mic down a little bit? It's hot as heck. Like, I'm going deaf right now. I can take the headphones off, but I don't also feel like the people in the cars are like, God, Ben is shouting into this microphone. I don't really feel like I'm being that loud. That's good. That's perfect right there.
Hey, at least they can hear you.
They can hear me, yeah.
Loud and clear.
Will, a little producer's note, as you know, we've talked about this before. He doesn't want this thing to end in the summer. He wants to continue this on. He wants to stay here for a long time.
I sure hope so, yeah.
Advice, you know, from the best producer at the station, maybe even in Knoxville, not really sure. You know, we'll have that debate here in a little while. I mean, you know, John won best radio producer, best radio host or personality in Knoxville.
He's got a good supporting cast.
Might be because, you know, the sound quality is really well, as you know, just me. Just for future reference on the board, when you're looking at it and we're talking, peak in the red, but not really hang out. You want it to be kind of just right at the zero mark. That right where it gets to that zero. If it spikes there and
producing
kind of just
101 right
if it
now.
Just chills right there in the zero, kind of peaks in the red, but not, you know, not hanging out there. That's the key. That is the sweet symphony.
Advice is duly noted. I'll do better next time.
That is the sweet symphony of the board Where do you guys want to start this off? I mean, really, like I said, we are wide the F open. So, like, there's really, like, we could go anywhere you want. Julia, you got an idea? Like, you got a starting spot you like? Like,
well, I mean, we could talk about, I don't know how much we can talk about it, but the Jeremy Pruitt violation yesterday was quite entertaining to me.
We can get into this Pruitt conversation right here. Let me get to these DMs. If you guys don't know,
very, very interesting violation.
If you guys don't know, Will and Julia have been sliding in my DMs like all week. It's been really weird. I don't really know how to handle it. I usually don't respond, which is probably a bad thing on my part.
Well,
shout out to you guys for actually doing some show prep. I was trying to. Twitter has been some.
Twitter was like down today a little bit.
Well, it's been like spotty ever since too. Like it was down from like 3 until about 4:45-ish.
Yeah, so that didn't help.
And then I get to the station at 5, maybe a little bit before, and I'm trying to...
You also did a 3-hour show today.
I did.
So
I should have some topics in mind, but...
Well, that and, you know, that's that's a lot of work.
So I get back to the station at like 5 o'clock to try to start doing some work, and the Twitter moments won't load. It keeps popping up that stupid, like, we're having some technical difficulties and we're working on it.
Yeah.
And I was losing my mind. I was like, can I please just do some freaking show prep?
Yeah. Wouldn't let you do it.
The good news is I actually started the podcast this time. So...
Well, good.
The listeners
hello, podcast.
The listeners aren't getting cheated out of the best 15 minutes of the radio.
They really missed a good story.
I feel like
yesterday.
They did. I feel like they did.
I'm sorry.
That was for the live listeners only.
Yeah.
That was for the live listeners only. I mean, really, Periscope's only up for like 24 hours, isn't it? Before it goes away.
Is it? I don't know.
I thought that was the rule.
I have no idea.
I don't either. But. The live listeners.
They got a treat.
We know they got it.
They got a treat of a story. me and my mom's boyfriend just having some really awkward exchanges.
I'm sure maybe some people could have related to that.
She texted me last night, actually.
Did she?
Like a little bit about it.
Did
but
she
like,
listen to this story?
No. She like I think he was talking to her about like what happened, because she texted me last night and she was like, are you at my house? And I was like,
not anymore, Mom.
I was like, nope. You know, I was actually like laying in my own bed at home. Like, it was like pretty late for her, like 11.
Are you still like tending to the house?
I hadn't been over since Tuesday.
You're assuming the boyfriend's doing that?
Yeah. Like, when I dipped, I was like, I hope he comes back at some point.
Well,
but she texted me last night, like at like 11 o'clock, maybe 11:30. Like, I was like kind of winding down, laying in bed, watching some TV. And she's like, hey, are you at my house? And I was like, no. And then she was like, something like, oh, well, Kevin said you might be there.
Oh, no.
She's like, Kevin said you might be there. I'm expecting, like, an Amazon package. Like, that's all it was.
Okay. Well,
but, like, at first I was like, oh, God. Like, did he tell her, like, this awkward exchange? Like, what's she going to say about it? You know? What's the conversation going to be like from here on out? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Is it going to be like, hey, don't do that? Or like,
thanks,
you know.
Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, or like, you know, maybe like Kevin doesn't want you to feel weird about this.
Yeah.
Like,
She's the middleman.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't want to tell you directly, like, hey.
Hey, like it's not that bad. Like,
yeah.
Not that awkward, but it was weird. Anyways, getting into a little bit of this Jeremy Pruitt stuff. So, if you guys haven't heard.
I'm not going to lie, yesterday, before you get into it, when I saw this, because I get the alerts on my phone,
yeah.
And when I saw Jeremy Pruitt violation, my heart sank.
Mine wouldn't. I'd be like, yes.
Really?
We're back. That's how it's supposed to be.
Was that your reaction?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, obviously this is stupid, and like once we kind of really lay it out for everybody, they'll understand how dumb it is.
It's definitely not as bad as it sounds.
But for me, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. We ought to be, we're so damn bad. Like, come on. Like, we ought to be just shelling out the cash.
Well, yeah.
We should just be like, you know what?
It is assumed that everybody does it.
Yeah. I mean, you're really telling me that since 2009, Nick Saban has had the number one class minus 1 year every single year, not doing a single thing against the rules?
No.
You're telling me that? You're telling me... For almost a decade straight, barring one, this guy's been clean as a freaking whistle.
Mm-mm.
Just doesn't make sense. So you know what? Let's get down and dirty with him. Let's get down in the pits. Let's run around in the mud.
Former head coach.
I'm for it. They called it the Fulmer Bowl for a reason.
Yeah.
We were in the mud, and you know what? I'm for it. If I see Tennessee's getting a violation, I'm like, good. Give us a bowl ban. I don't care. Let's go 12-0 and show them what's up. Let's do the Lane Kiffin treatment. Let's get on a bowl ban. Let's win the conference, but not be able to go to the conference championship. But still let them know, hey, we're the best out here.
Yeah.
So Tennessee football head coach Jeremy Pruitt committed a minor NCAA violation earlier this year by tweeting out a congratulations to his alma mater, the high school he went to. Won a Alabama state basketball title, and this is the direct quote. Not even at a player or anything. Not affecting even his sport.
Right.
Pruitt tweets, "Congratulations, Robbie Coker, and Plainview High School on back-to-back state championships." Which That's an accomplishment.
That is.
Back-to-back championships.
Not easy.
Hashtag too much blue. Hashtag PLV. Which I guess stands for plain view.
Sure.
And this is on March 1st. So it's like 5 months ago, 4 months ago. And the tweet was deleted 37 minutes later.
Oh, no.
That's the funniest part to me.
That's because
somebody must have been like.
That's because it says right here a compliance official noted that it cannot constitute an impermissible endorsement of a high school team and its coach. That's dumb as hell.
Yeah.
Can this man
not really enjoy
this former school's victory? I mean, like, it might mean something if it was like a football championship.
Mm-hmm.
And we were heavily recruiting, like,
somebody on
like,
the team.
Maybe not even one player. Like, I feel like it'd have to be, like, three or four.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, is one kid at a school really going to be that big of an impact?
Well, if it's, like, a Trevor Lawrence or something, maybe.
That's true.
I don't know.
But how many Trevor Lawrences are there?
There
aren't. Like, come on. Like, this man was NFL ready at 18 years old. That doesn't happen.
Yeah. No. He's a freak.
Yeah. Like, so, like, this right here just makes me mad in general at the NCAA. Like, they just...
It's not even his sport.
They lock down the wrong things. Like, like on so many occasions.
That's their MO.
Like, hey, players, you can risk your bodily harm, but we're not going to compensate you for it. Oh, Pruitt, you cannot tweet at people.
Right.
Don't tweet at people.
They want to make it known that they're enforcing their rules, but they don't do it on the rule. They don't do it on the violations that really matter.
Hey, North Carolina. I know that you guys had a fake college set up, a whole fake section of your college, a whole fake major.
Yeah.
In your college, but I mean, everyone was doing it, so like, we can't really punish you for that. I mean, you're letting normal kids in there, so it's probably fine.
It doesn't matter
if every single athlete that was in one of those was in some of those classes. I mean, you let a couple of regular students in too, so that's not on you guys. That's just an academic thing.
Yeah.
Oh, but Pruitt, please don't tweet at your former high school for winning a state championship.
Can't have that.
That is a no-no, sir.
Crossing the line.
That's too much. It's a one of 3 football-related level 3 violations Tennessee self-reported in the first 6 months of 2019. Tennessee also reported 1 level 3 violation in swimming, men's tennis, track, softball, rowing, and women's soccer. I'm all for it.
I'm so glad we're cheating in every single sport.
Fulmer has gotten into the ear of every single coach and said, look, here's what we're going
to do.
We're back.
He said, this is how I did it. This is how I did it in my day. This is how we did it. This is how we won games.
Yep.
And here's how we're going to do it again. Because we have the facilities and all that other stuff to compete with the highest level of competition,
right.
So on and so forth. We got a pretty fun show lined up. Like I said, we're wide open. If you want to call us, 865-546-8200. I'll be willing to talk with you. Westchester, let's try to get you on this 10-2 train. I know you're on the 3-9 situation right now.
Yeah, that's
thinking
rough.
We're gonna lose to BYU and UAB. But let's talk about it. Talk about it. I'll get you on the right side of history. Stick with us. We'll be back on the other side. This is Overtime here on Fox Sports Knoxville.
48% of young adults have untagged them.
Celebration, huh?
What are we celebrating?
Yeah,
I'm just playing around back here. I'm recognizing tiles.
Celebrating getting an NCAA violation.
Yes, sir.
I'm
finally
all for it.
Or not getting that bad of a violation, depending on how you look at it.
That's true. So we got Mount Rushmore's at 6:30, right? That's how you guys do it?
Or
is it
6:45?
6:45. So we got like a segment or maybe like a segment or a short one.
We got some time to think about it, ponder it.
I have not really done any planning for this, so like, if you guys have any ideas, we want to toss them out. Like during the break, I was like, maybe like middle school love songs. Cause I started thinking about when you were like, "Yeah, I had Kiss Me Through the Phone as my as my ringtone."
Yeah.
But then you're like, "Yeah, we already kind of did that."
Yeah,
we could do Swaggy P was obviously in the news today. We haven't touched on that yet, but we could do like,
we'll get there.
Loudmouth bench warmers, so like people you know for sure, but don't have any like stats to back it up.
Bench warmers.
Like,
do you have literally anyone else
other than
Swaggy P?
Big Baby Glenn Davis.
Was he that?
Scalabrine? What? The White Mamba?
Oh, geez.
I don't know any of these people. Like, I mean, I know Big Baby Glenn Davis.
Do you know Brian Scalabrine, the White Mamba?
No.
No.
How do you not know the greatest basketball player of all time?
The White Mamba.
That's LeBron James. I do know him.
Brian Scalabrine, the White Mamba.
The White Mamba.
Look him up.
I just don't feel comfortable using that.
No.
At all.
Okay.
Especially knowing that, like, Kobe
how
was, like, the Black
that?
Mamba.
Yeah,
it's
how
like,
did he get that name?
It's hard for me. Like, that feels like it's a little bit of, what's the word? Appropriation. Feels like we're kind of stealing something there.
Yeah.
You can't be the White Mamba after Kobe was the Black Mamba. Who was first?
Yeah, who's first?
I think they played in the same era, but I think Kobe got his nickname first. And
yeah,
then,
see?
But he wasn't like an actual goat. He was a meme goat, so like everyone messed with him. Again,
that
bench
sounds
warmer.
More like Matt Bonner.
Yes,
I wonder if
exactly.
He gave himself the nickname, or if he was...
Or like,
that's like Swissagi P did.
Oh,
did
the
or
nickname.
Dwayne Wade's Wow, the Way of Wade. Terrible nickname. Will you do terrible nicknames?
Really bad nicknames? Again... Other than White Mamba and Wow.
Big what? Baby.
That's a good Davis. One. I love that one. Big Baby. You're like, he was like 7 foot,
maybe like
280.
Most iconic.
And his face was of a child.
Yeah. No, it's fitting.
I don't know, Will. That doesn't seem to...
I'm just throwing out suggestions off the top of the dome trying to get something
hey.
Going.
I appreciate that.
I do. I appreciate it because
ideas.
we don't have any plans yet. But I just don't think that best bench warmers is going to, or loudest bench warmers is going to do it. Like, for a second, I was like, okay, maybe Ocho Cinco, but like he started, like,
yeah,
he was a pretty big name for a good amount of his time. Again, same with like T.O., guys like that. Like,
yeah, they're all pretty, you know.
Do you have any ideas?
Oh man!
All I hear is a lot of shutting down energy and not a lot of let's brainstorm.
Okay,
we
guys,
need to think of something so we don't have to.
Don't just come at me on this one. All right, we're all working together here.
No, I don't have any ideas. I'm blanking.
Julia.
I know. I mean, Tanner.
I mean, I came up with video games yesterday, so like you guys kind of have to pull your weight here.
I mean, we can go check the Twitter DMs and see how many who sent the most articles into the Twitter DM.
I have sent zero.
That would be Will.
Is that true? Will,
yeah.
You've sent the most?
I've
sent zero. Prep isn't really my thing. Talk sports, I don't know if you guys really ever listen, but sometimes John is like, so I have two notes. So we're really going to figure out what we're going to do today.
Well,
and usually that's how our best shows go. So I thought about it today, and I was trying to do some prep, and I really could not find anything worth a damn to talk about. So I was like, hey, maybe we just freeball it. Figure it out. Again. Phone lines are open.
Yeah.
865-546-8200. Please come talk to me.
Please come.
Please come talk to us. We're like we need some stuff to talk about. Will, have you gotten the Swaggy P audio into the system yet?
I can look for it real quick.
Am I going to have to teach you again on air how to do something?
Oh, no.
I hope not.
All right, go
we
click title.
We can always wait until the next
We can, segment. We can. All right, so let's see. I'm thinking... I keep wanting to do like old things. Like I had such a fun time doing like doing memory lane yesterday, talking
yeah.
about old video games, and then the cell phone ringtones.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was a lot of fun yesterday. So I kind of wanted to get back into that mindset of like, you know, best like middle school something.
We could do like 2000 songs, so like songs from like 00 to 05 or 00 to 2010 or
when
something
when you
like
were
that.
Born
do you have
I can think of some. I have two older siblings who listen to music too.
That's true. Do you know how old his siblings are?
My brother I believe is 30, over 30. I don't know really his age. And then my
like
sister
almost double
his
age.
No, nah, not really.
No.
And then my sister is 20, so I mean
wow.
I have two older
there's
siblings.
Only 3 years there, but like 31, 32,
yeah.
and 17 is almost double this kid's age.
That's a big difference.
And I was like trying to figure out, so which one of y'all was the accident?
Right.
Only one on purpose right here on radio.
Oh.
Biggest disappointment? Maybe. Only one on purpose? Yes.
No, surely not.
I mean, hey, it's fine. Like, we're in the same boat, you know? Like, I was an accident, though, but I'm definitely the least successful of the siblings so far. I don't know. I don't know if I can count that. My sister's like a nanny, but like her, she married an engineer.
Well, see, she's
so she did well.
I mean,
and my brother's like a pastor at a church.
Yeah.
So I feel like that he's doing pretty well.
Yeah,
I
mean, you can't come at him for that.
Can't come at him for that. Yeah. I mean, like, I feel like he's got to be doing pretty well. He moves like every 3 years.
Oh wow.
Like, this has been like the weirdest trajectory ever. Like he like graduated from Eastern Kentucky in Richmond. Okay. Went to seminary or whatever, and then got a job in Lexington. And that's where him and his wife got married. They were there for like 3, maybe 5 years max.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets another job here in Knoxville. Mm-hmm. They moved down here. They were here for 3 years. And then they moved to Gainesville, Georgia.
Oof.
They've been there for 4 years. Now they're moving back up to Lexington.
Oh.
In the next like 2 months or so.
Really?
And I was just like, I've lived in two houses my whole life.
Yeah.
My whole life I've lived in two houses because like, I don't know if it's like a separation anxiety thing, but like, whenever I was a kid, when my mom would talk about like selling the house, I would freak. I'd be like, no, this is my house. I'm staying here.
See, I have a completely different mindset on it because I grew up a military kid.
That's true. I kind of forget that.
I can't even tell you how many different houses, apartments we've lived in. So that's interesting.
Have they all been like around here? Like, or were you like,
oh no,
Germany, all California?
See, we never went overseas, but we've been mostly on the East Coast. I went to middle school and high school down in Florida. Was born in South Carolina, but the wildest place we lived was Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Grand Forks, North Dakota.
There is.
How old were you when you were there?
It was elementary school, so like second, third grade.
Okay,
we were only there for a couple years.
Is there anything in North Dakota?
There is nothing.
Nothing at all. Dakota. Nothing in Norfolk.
Nothing.
I mean, you should have gone up to Fargo at some point and
a
seen
a lot of flatland.
You should have gone up to Fargo and seen my North Dakota State Bison winning their championships over and over and over and over again.
Oh. Why are they your North Dakota State Bison?
This is a funny story.
Where did that?
Do we have time for this, Will, or do we need to go up?
We got 2 minutes. If you can make it quick,
yeah, let's hear it.
Okay.
Where did this fandom come from?
So, it's like Christmas, my sophomore year of high school, maybe junior.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and every Christmas, my grandparents take the grandkids up to their cabin in Townsend.
Mm-hmm.
So we're up there hanging out, and I woke up pretty early. Like 9:30 or so, and I was just scrolling through the channels, couldn't find anything to watch, and it took until like 11 till I found something that was like worth a damn. Like I put on like a movie for a little while,
mm-hmm.
but then I was like, I'm tired of
You're
this.
You're reaching at that point.
Yeah, and I was scrolling, yeah. And I find football, the FCS playoffs, and I'm like, okay, cool.
Kay.
I'll watch this. It's football. It's on at 11 a.m. It can't really be that good, but it's football.
Yeah.
So I turn it on, and it's North Dakota State versus, I want to say South Dakota State. I want to say it was like an actual rivalry game in their playoffs. And as I'm watching, a graphic pops up. It's like they've won 2 straight national championships, mm-hmm. and they're on path for their third. They haven't lost a game in like 3 years. So I'm like watching.
You're getting into it.
And I'm like, oh, wow, these guys are actually fairly decent. And I looked at their schedule, and they had beaten, like, Kansas and, like, another, like, D1 school during that season.
Yeah.
I want to say, like, Minnesota or something like that.
Okay.
So they beat, like, two D1 teams, and they were, like, flying through these FCS playoffs. Like, they won the game that I was watching 30-something to 10, maybe even 3. Like, I feel like they might have scored at the very end to make it, like, respectable, quote unquote, I guess, but they just
dominated.
Pounded them.
Yeah,
and I was like, "This is pretty cool. Like, I'm gonna watch this team if they get to the third straight championship. Like, that'll be a fun little thing to watch."
Yeah,
and so I'm sitting there, and I'm like, "You know what? I'm not just gonna wait for it. I'm all in." And I got online and I bought a shirt, and I bought a North Dakota State shirt, and I still have it, and it's really faded now. Just says North Dakota State football on it.
Little old.
Right on the front.
Yeah.
Long sleeve gray shirt, one of my favorites. And then they won that third one, and the fourth, and a fifth. And I watched every single one of them.
What?
And I tried to tune into a lot of their games, and like my friends would always make fun of me. They'd always be like, "Dude, like, why are you watching these guys? It's FCS football. It's literally D2." And I was like, "No. It's D1 AA. These guys are D1 athletes, just not D1 athletes.
North Dakota.
I was like, they're just a step below, but it's still decent football. And they played it. What, like, the thing with, like, FCS is, like, that's kind of where, like, the spread game, like, really was, like, most predominant, because, like, in the early 2000s, late 90s, most colleges were power football, right? Like, yeah. Like, most big D1 programs were college football.
Yeah.
So the way that the FCS teams ever tried to be competitive was, we're going to zig to the zag. Mm-hmm. We're going to be a spread offense, quick pace, you know, fast, whatever.
Yeah.
But North Dakota State, they're like, nah, we're with the big boys. They played power ball, I form, and I'm not going to take full credit for it, but that's where I discovered Carson Wentz. And that's where I discovered Carson Wentz as a true freshman.
So you still keep up with
maybe a redshirt freshman,
like, to this day?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
They just won another championship. They won five in a row. They took a year off and they won two more.
See, at least, you know, yeah, you're a Tennessee fan, but at least you're cheering for a team that wins.
I've got a team that's winning championship after championship. I mean,
that's a good feeling.
I mean, I'm not saying that they're better than Alabama, but Alabama can't even win them on a consistent basis. They've got to kind of trade with Clemson, yeah. And, you know, North Dakota State's won seven of the last eight.
Right.
So that's where my North Dakota State fandom comes from.
Very interesting.
We'll be back on the other side, try to figure out where we're going from here, maybe figure out a Mount Rushmore, maybe learn more about Julia's, you know, traveling past.
Yeah.
Stick with us over time here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Guess who's back? It's us, Overtime.
Back again.
Yeah. I created a monster because nobody wants to see Marshall more. They want Shady on Chopped Liver.
Can you rap the whole rest of the song?
Well, if you want Shady, this is what I'll get you.
That's
a little
good way
bit
to
of weed
some...
mixed with some hard liquor. Some vodka that'll jumpstart your heart. I can do it, but it starts to get dirty here.
Yeah.
In a
it starts to get very, very dirty.
But speaking of weed, We got a little bit of weed talk in the NBA. You're gonna need to put your headphones on, I think, because I put some audio in.
Yeah, I gotta hear it.
So just to set the stage a little bit, there's a radio show. I forget what it was called. Do you remember the name?
I think it was
the Don B Show or something like that.
Something like that. It was on Hot 94.5 or something in LA.
A show out in California. There's a show out in California, and. You know, they were calling for callers, and they said, you know what, if there's a celebrity out there listening, call in, let's talk. And as we were talking earlier, the Swaggy P called in, and he had some interesting information to show them. Will, hit the audio for us.
Let me ask a very personal, yet very serious and important question.
Right.
Who rolls the best blunt in the NBA?
Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
Just puts it out
Nick,
there.
Who rolls the best blunt in the NBA? Who can twist it up better than anyone?
I don't know. That's snitching. I can't be snitching. Probably
retired player.
Probably Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr.
Yeah, that would be the correct answer.
Oh, listen, we have Steve Kerr on record that he did in fact smoke weed, so that seems safe.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow.
Steve Kerr. And they even tried to give him an out. They said, how about a retired player? Who rolls the best blunt in the NBA?
Yeah.
Retired player.
Yeah.
And he still was like, you know what? Nah, Steve Kerr,
my
ex-coach, the guy I just played for the last 3 years, that guy.
I mean, fresh in the brain, he knows.
I mean, like, and me and Will, actually, we heard a little bit more of the dialogue.
Yeah.
The dude was intoxicated. The dude was messed up.
He was
up.
Not sober at all.
He was messed up. Like, he's like, he calls in, and they're like, because they don't know who it is, but they're like, oh, like the producer or whoever was like, we've got a celebrity on the
mm-hmm.
line. But he wouldn't say who it was. And so he's like, so who we got? Who we got? And then he's like, hey, man, what's up? It's Swaggy P. And like,
not telling you.
Everybody's like, what's up, man? And like, he's like, they asked him a couple questions about, did you think, like, the Warriors were going to blow up this way? Like, you know, did you
mm-hmm.
think it was going to fall apart this year, whatever, you know, how it has?
Yeah.
And he was like, no, I kind of thought we had, like, another year or two in us.
Yeah.
You know, but with the injuries and all that, it just kind of didn't really work out. maybe if KD had re-signed, like there'd be a different conversation. But yeah, you know, that's kind of where it's at.
Right.
And then they just hit him with the.
Let me ask a very personal yet very serious and important question.
Right.
Who rolls the best blunt in the NBA?
Who rolls the best blunt in the NBA?
What a question.
They just hit him with the, hey, man, just real quick, hey.
Gotta know.
We have to know. And, like, that's stupid of him to answer anyways. He's still in the league.
Yeah, I was expecting, like, Steven Jackson or Matt Barnes, someone who's retired who, like, everyone knows smokes.
Yeah,
but I was not expecting Steve Kerr to be thrown under the bus.
And the fact that he did name a head coach in the NBA is an absolute stunning move.
Well, I mean, do they get in trouble if they're found?
There's a no substance policy
for coaches?
For everybody. It's the NBA's policy.
Hmm.
Everyone gets tested. I mean, if they have reason to believe, you're gonna get tested. Steve Kerr, he's gonna get the cup.
Maybe he rolls the blunts, but he doesn't smoke them. He just rolls them for people. Is that illegal?
It's still marijuana.
I mean, technically in California, it's not illegal at all.
Right.
That's also fair.
It's recreational there.
By the NBA.
But that's actually a pretty good point. I guess this could just be from his playing days.
He didn't say roll and smoke.
He did. He just said who rolls the best blunt. Let's hear it one more time.
Let me ask a very personal yet very serious and important question.
Right.
Who rolls the best blunt in the NBA?
Yeah.
See, he just rolls.
Nick, who rolls the best blunt in the NBA? Who can twist it up better than anyone?
He's like, oh, that's snitching.
I don't know. That's snitching. I can't be snitching. Probably,
you snitched on yourself.
Retired player.
Probably Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr.
Yeah, we're good. I just caught this. He says it's probably coaches.
Probably coaches.
So this is multiple coaches in the NBA that are out here twisting these little things up. Just twisting them up.
But not smoking them.
We don't know that. Okay. Just to let you in on the culture, all right?
I know nothing about this culture.
Nothing about this culture?
Me either.
I'm not too well versed in it. But from what my friends have told me.
Yeah.
From what my friends have told me, it's a very prideful thing, rolling a blunt. It's one of those things that, like,
you brag about yourself.
Yeah, like if you're really good at it, people are like, "Oh yeah, let me do it." I don't know why I'm trying to think of the person's name. That'd be stupid.
Somebody I know
said that, you know, basically the other basic rule is if you twist it, you hit it first.
Okay.
So I'm assuming that Steve Kerr's out here twisting them up.
Maybe he doesn't know that rule.
And sparking it. You're just why are you defending the man? Are you a Golden State fan or something?
No, absolutely not. Far from it. I'm just trying to help him out.
I got a question for y'all. He said coaches plural.
That's what I said.
Who else do you think a coach right now or a coach, I guess?
Just who's NBA? Coach?
Yeah, or? Just NBA.
Just NBA?
Who's rolling second best blunts?
I got to think of who's like the next like youngest coach.
I'm saying,
I mean?
Jason Kidd was the first one that comes to mind.
I bet Brad Stevens.
Oh, Brad Stevens.
Oh, yeah.
I bet Brad Stevens.
No, Brad Stevens is a goody-goody.
No, no.
I don't think Brad Stevens does anything.
That's what he wants.
That's the gimmick, right? Like, that's the gimmick. Like, he's just the basketball mind.
I mean, he has the greatest last name in all of sports, though.
I feel like Brad Stevens is young enough. And he's like, he wants to be. See, that's the thing. You think he's the goody two shoes, but he wants to connect with these guys, right?
Right.
He wants to be able to relate to them. Kind of the nerdy white guy.
Yeah.
He's kind of a nerdy white guy.
I can be hip too. I can be cool.
So, like, yeah, he's going to have to be that guy that's like, oh man,
how are we going to bond?
Yeah. He's like hanging out with the players, and they bring out the green, and he's like, all right, fine. And he starts to learn about it. He's hitting it, and then he has to learn how to roll a blunt. I'd assume it's mostly assistant coaches, is what I'd think.
Yeah.
And I really only think Steve Kerr knows how to roll a good blunt, or the best blunt in the NBA, maybe.
Wonder if
it's got to be some real like competition, right?
Maybe.
There's that video of Kawhi, the, hey, what a do, baby.
See, I was about to say.
Where he looks like he's
Nick Nurse did one after they won the championship.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, that video of Kawhi, the posture.
One of my favorite videos.
The posture says he's rolling a blunt in that car.
The posture.
The posture. You've seen it, right?
Yeah.
The man,
multiple times.
The man has. Okay,
he's chilling.
He's a big dude, right?
Yeah.
But he's got his knees together and his arms folded in like this. Assuming there's a tray right here.
That they didn't put on the
That they
video.
Didn't put on the camera.
Made sure not
and
to
they
get
kept
that.
It elbow up.
I
but
think
you
we
can
may be
but you can kind of see that you can see from his posture. He is tightened up like this.
Huh.
And also the videos that surfaced later of him like partying, he was just sitting by himself in a room, just kind of sitting there. So
well,
he—that's Kawhi.
That's kind of on brand for him.
That's
but
Kawhi.
That
but
was
I would
little,
also
that was a little bit more Kawhi, or that was a little bit more Kawhi than Kawhi.
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 That's Kawhi Leonard.
Funny. That's pretty funny.
Thank you. I tried.
Pretty good, Will.
But I really would assume that Steve Kerr really only knows how to roll a blunt from his playing days. I would say that's his time on the Bulls, and Michael Jordan is like, I'm not wasting my time with that. You guys do that,
you think
and then
after,
hand it my way.
After Michael Jordan punched him out, he was like, now roll my blunt for me?
Probably. I mean, I would not put it past him. Although, Jordan's more of a cigar guy, so like I don't know if that really mixes. I'm not really sure. All right, well, we're going to have to figure out what we're doing for Mount Rushmore, because it's next.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out in this break, hopefully. Stick with us. We'll be here on the other side. It's Overtime here on Fan Run Radio. The Fallout version? The Fallout Boy version?
Don't look at me.
Seriously?
Don't look at me.
Don't look at me.
Me and Tanner are going to have a conversation.
Yeah.
The
Take
Fallout Boy
with,
version? That's terrible. That's terrible.
I don't disagree.
I'm a little upset because
you've liked pretty much all the bumpers.
I've liked all the bumpers.
This is not a good one.
This one has made me mad. as a Michael Jackson fan myself, you don't disrespect the king by playing Fall Out Boy's version of Smooth Criminal. That's just disgusting.
I'll try better.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Don't ever do that again if
don't
I'm on the show. Will
Michael Jackson like that?
Yeah. Thank you, Julia. So it's time. From Mount Rushmore.
Yes, it is.
Will, hit the music. Today, on our Mount Rushmore, our four favorite beers. Julia,
right,
you
want
to start us
off?
Let's start us off with Julia. Give me your four favorite beers.
All right. As a beer connoisseur, the first beer on my list would probably have to be the one I drink the most, and that is Bud Light.
All right.
I enjoy Bud Light. Number two for me, if I'm feeling a little extra, you know, fun, Budweiser.
That's your, oh, I'm feeling a little more. Like,
if I'm feeling patriotic, if I'm feeling American.
That's your out-of-the-comfort-zone beer.
That's your 4th
of July
beer. That's your summertime beer.
Yeah. And then when I'm number three, when I'm not wanting to be as heavy, I'm going with the Michelob Ultra.
Man, you're just doing all
light,
cheap beer.
Nice. Hey, wait. I'm not done yet.
Okay.
Nice and light. Also, fresh out of college. Like, don't have that much money to be spending on fancy beers.
I understand.
And then last on my list is the Sam Adams Oktoberfest.
Oh, okay.
Only drink it, obviously, in the fall because it gets me in the fall mood, but I am a fan of the Sam Adams.
That's okay. I respect that. I'm not a big, not a huge fan of the Bud Light.
Okay.
We'll get to mine. I have a little more distinguished taste in the beers. Will, why don't you hit us with yours?
So I'll start out number one, A&W.
Oh, that's
then,
a good one.
Then IBC.
Okay.
Barks.
Yeah.
And Mug.
All right.
Dang.
All my top favorite root beer flavors.
All the best root beer flavors around.
I like that.
Shout out to 17-year-old Will not being able to rank beers. We had you, Will's dad. You thought he was actually going to start talking about alcohol.
We had all of you.
Got you guys.
Got you,
we
dad.
Would never incriminate Will.
Of course not. Of course not. Except for that one party through his mom's house.
Never thrown a party, Mom.
All right.
Let's hear
my top four beers. Number one, I guess that would be who's on the far left over here, like Teddy?
Couldn't tell you.
All right. Number one for me.
George Washington is on the far left.
I hate you. Number one for me, going with Blue Moon. Blue Moon, one of the best. Throw a little orange in there.
Blue Moons are good.
Just delicious. One of the first beers that I drank with my dad. Mm-hmm. He's the one that, you know, he got it out the fridge for me and handed it to me and was like, and cracked it open and was like, hold on, don't drink that yet. And then he went and sliced up an orange for it.
Yep.
And gave it to me and
gotta
was like,
have the orange.
Now we're good. Next up, another personal favorite of mine and my father was Landshark.
Okay.
Landshark is Jimmy Buffett's beer.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a Corona. You throw a lime in there. It's definitely for the beach, maybe the pool day. Really good.
Is that only like a tropical setting beer for you?
Or I mean,
just
like,
whenever?
Honestly, I'll drink it whenever.
Whenever.
But like, people look at me weird when I do that.
Well,
I'll come in with like a, you know, a 12-pack or whatever of Landshark, and people are like, Landshark, you know?
You're
like,
not at the beach.
Yeah, like they're like, it's December. And I'm like, it's delicious.
Tastes good.
So, number three. Gonna go with Coors Light.
Oh, no.
What? Oh, no.
I will tell you, I like pretty much all beer, but Coors Light, I cannot do it.
Coors Light and Bud Light are like brothers.
No. Mm-mm.
They're hand in hand the
there
same thing.
There is a distinct difference.
I'm gonna
taste.
Go buy both. I'm gonna go buy both. Pour them into glasses.
How is it that I like Bud Light so much, but I can't stand Coors Light?
Wait, I obviously don't know from experience because, again, 17-year-old intern Will. Is this like the Coke and Pepsi debate of beers? Where if you pour it into a glass, you can't tell the difference. But
I
wouldn't say that.
No. I mean, like, for the most part, just a little life lesson, I guess. All of the, canned beers, basically. Bud Light, Budweiser, Coors Light.
Mm-hmm.
Not really Michelob. Michelob has its own little thing, but like those, like Natty, even.
Yeah.
They're all fairly similar. They're all fair. They're all in the same family.
Yeah.
Good to know.
But that's stunning. You hate Coors Light.
Yeah.
But you love Bud Light.
I don't hate it. It's definitely my least favorite.
Miller Lite's the other one I was trying to think of.
Yeah, Miller Lite.
Miller
I feel
Lite.
Like Miller Lite and Bud Light can be kind of.
They're both on the very bottom end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
They're both on the very bottom end of the spectrum.
I'm not saying they're like high class or anything.
And last for me, I'm going back up to the craft-ish beer. Anything from the Sweetwater family.
Sweetwater.
I believe they're Tennessee-based. I'm almost certain they are. I'm going to look it up real quick because now I feel like an idiot if I'm wrong.
I feel like the only Sweetwater I've had is the 420.
Hashtag weed.
Shout out Nick Young.
Yeah.
Swaggy P.
Sweetwater
beer. Is that
beer.
What it's named after?
It's supposed to have like a weed-ish type thing. There's other beers like they're called the Namaste from other, like, I think that's Yeehaw's. Yeehaw's is called like the Namaste.
Gotcha.
It's just supposed to have that like earthy flavor. Actually, it's an Atlanta company. That's fine. Close enough. Sweetwater. My favorite from them. Probably the Sweetwater IPA or Blue. It's like, I don't know why, but it's really good. Got a little hint of blueberries to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another one that, like, when you're at the lake or something, crack that open, whew, nice and smooth, nice little taste to it. This is gonna be weird. Like, I started drinking nicer beer with my dad at like 16, 17, 18 years old.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to drink the Bud Lights, the Budweisers, the Miller Lights.
Yeah.
Mostly because, like,
you were spoiled early.
I was spoiled early.
Yeah.
Whenever I got into college and started going to parties and stuff, and I was drinking Natty Light, I was so mad.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know what?
Fun.
This is what we gotta do. Start just, you know, hand-rooming back. And for a while, Natty was kind of my favorite. I was like, I don't mind this
it
taste
has
at
to
this
be your
point.
Your favorite one's the only thing you're drinking.
Hey, when you got $20. And
hey,
you can get 24 beers for it.
Yeah,
it's definitely worth it. All right, that's hour one in the books. Whew, through one,
we did it.
We got another. Really, it's like 43 minutes or so that we have to cover. We'll be back on the other side. Stick with us for hour two, right here on Fan Run Radio.